4CBA Mobile.
KN4VWA. You still out there running around, boy?
Sir, I'm headed to play some tennis.
Surprised you worked some tennis into your schedule for the day.
Went to the hospital and saw the grandbaby first, and then I played Monday night. I don't remember if I did or not. Anyway, it's been a while.
You're in withdrawal.
She had the baby yesterday, so normally I played two games, two matches on Tuesday night, so I had to, you know, I just didn't sign up this week, and so I missed that. So I've got two matches tonight. So I'm missing basically almost half of, or I missed almost half. But I mean, dang, I wouldn't have missed it for the world to see my new grandson.
You're gonna be seeing a lot of him down the road, bud. I tell you what. Well, now, see, you're going to have to go and buy yourself a small boat so you can take them both fishing. And then you're going to have to take them camping. But you're going to have to stay in good shape there, bubby.
I figured I'd come over and borrow your boat.
Well, the only problem with that is the thing has got a security system built into the seat from where you drive it from. And unless it detects the curvature of my butt, the motor won't run. Pat.
And 4WQQ.
Sorry, I can't respond.
KN4WQQ. Now there's a blast from the past. What's happening, Steve? That's Steve in there, David.
Did you hear what he just said?
No, I was hooking up my antenna so I could point out, but tell me again.
I just borrowed his boat if I wanted to take the grandson's fishing, and this was his response.
Been there, tell him?
Yeah, I want you to tell him.
Well, I told David that the seat in my boat has a security system built into it, and unless it detects the curve of my butt, it won't run.
That, I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, me. Well, have you thrown your congratulations in there on the new grandpa there?
Congratulations, David. Glad to hear, and I assume everybody's doing fine. I told you congratulations, but I had to change the antenna so it didn't come out.
Yeah, everybody's doing fine. In fact, she wants to go home today. I don't know if they're going to let her, but, I mean, you know, she didn't really have any problems. So, they did a hearing test on him today. I don't know how that worked, but... and they said that the right ear passed and the left one didn't, so they want to do it again before he leaves.
So get it all worked out.
I don't think anybody's terribly worried about it. It's just, I don't know how they can do that. I mean, they put these little bitty headphones on him, and he was asleep the whole time. So I don't know what this machine does. It's, you know, it does whatever it does.
Are you still on the phone there?
Oh, yeah. I'm always ever present, baby.
Put on the back porch here, and man, the wind's whipping around. I might get rained out here shortly.
Well, now, I didn't really think that you your hairdo was like mine, where the wind would mess it up.
I don't have a roof over my head and I get all wet.
Well, I see there's another advantage I got on you. I'm first one wet, first one dry.
Okay, Steve.
Well, believe it or not, I am approaching the malfunction, the Greenville malfunction junction. I'm about 3 seconds from passing under the Woodruff Road Bridge.
I'm sorry, I was talking to the other Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry, I done butted in. Hey, take it away there, Big Steve.
Miles from Woodruff Road.
When you were saying, no, I was talking to the other Steve, it made me think, you remember that Newhart show? My name's Daryl, this is my brother, or no, my name's Larry, this is my brother Daryl, and my other brother Daryl. That's what it made me think of. Y'all remember that back in the day?
Easy now.
Yeah, it made me think about that. It was pretty good.
What do you think about that, Steve? I think this guy's comparing us to Larry, Daryl, and Daryl. Well, it's pretty good. Because if I remember right, Larry did all the talking and Daryl did all the nodding and the other Daryl didn't say a word. What's it worth there, David?
Hey, watch that show. So, I don't really have much input on that. I mean, I knew about it, but, you know, there was enough jokes about it, but anyway, I never saw it.
KN4, WQQ, Steve, are you still in there?
What was
I? QQ, Steve, are you still in there?
Yeah, KN4, WQQ, right? Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to talk between all of you, and it's... I guess it don't work that way, but no, I never saw the show.
Wow. Listen to this. These two missed out on Newhart. Man, that's just social depravity right there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a classic.
What did you like better? Did you like Suzanne Flagent, or did you like Mary Fran as his wife?
Episodes. I saw like the first seasons. I didn't see like toward the ending of it.
That was some good stuff. Listen, have you got have any of you guys got Sirius XM in your car?
Got it.
David. Well, me and Baronkin's got it in our vehicles, and let me tell you what. They have now got the Johnny Carson Tonight Show channel. And I've been listening to that, and all it is Johnny doing interviews with all these folks from way back in time.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, I listened to that on the way home yesterday, and all they had on there, it sounded like engines revving up. I don't know what it was. I tried off and on, and that was all they had.
On channel 105.
That's it.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to tell David about David and this other young man in there that remembers the Bob Newhart show. I'm going to tell him that joke that George Carlin did. Y'all ready for this? Y'all remember George Carlin? Oh. Right there. Do you remember George Carlin? Well, let me tell you what, he had his 65th birthday on the show. And Carson asked him, well, so what do you think about sex at 65? He says, well, I think they ought to pull over. Sounds a little dangerous to me. I tell him about the dentist?
Yeah, go ahead.
Y'all ready for another one?
You're on.
got a problem, buddy. He comes in there and he tells her, he says, look, we're going to have to pull two teeth. She gets all upset and says, my gosh, that's awful. I'd rather have a baby than have two teeth pulled. So the dentist looked at her and says, well, look, make up your mind. I got to adjust the chair.
I didn't hear that one before.
Man, I'm going to tell you what, they tell some pretty good stuff on there. And I mean, if it was good enough for television in those days, I mean, it's just good clean humor now.
That one got pretty raunchy there. As I remember, KB4, CBA.
Discovered marijuana and hit the college, he hit the university tour, and you're right, that's when he did get pretty rough. And I'll tell you something else, too, he's the one that did the seven words that you cannot say on television.
For WQQ, why don't you go ahead and tell us what the seven are?
No, those seven words are still a little bit too far, even for today.
Before you lose your license over this.
No, you can't. Yeah, those seven words are still the only place you can hear them on TV is if you're on cable. Save
it. I'm just thinking about there was a shop I worked at, and the women cussed as bad as the men did. It was awful.
I've been known to let some fly every now and then. As a matter of fact, I had a bad day yesterday with that cold, and I let a few fly yesterday. Poor old Steve, KN4WQQ there, had to put up with me, and I appreciate him putting up with me yesterday.
Did you get that tower put up?
No, I didn't get that tower put up. Great day, boy. Now that thing, I've got to do some repair on it before it can even consider going up. Besides, you know the circumstances on that. I got some serious tap dancing and blinging to do before I can get permission.
I know who wears the boots in that family.
You know that old saying about, how does that go now? Behind every good man, there's a stronger woman. Well, yeah, you're right. Get back on here on a regular basis there, Steve.
As soon as the weather's good and I can sit out back.
You mean that you can't hit the repeater unless it's a sunny day?
Well, actually, it's not sunny right now. I don't think that has anything to do with it, but sitting out here in the rain doesn't grab me real well, or if it's cold.
Well, wait a minute. Are you telling me you really, really cannot hit that DMR repeater, or hit that repeater from inside the house?
I did yesterday or the day before, but I ended up coming outside. I guess the answer is no.
Wow. Hey, David, we're going to have to take up a collection to get Steve a radio.
I got a 2-meter rig that I'll give him, but it doesn't work.
What's wrong with it?
I spent I think about $100 on it getting it repaired. It worked one time on a couple of transmissions, and then the next time I hooked it up, it had a couple of different problems. So it's just sitting there. I'm just sitting there looking at it. when I open up the roll top, but I guess it'd make a good paperweight.
Steve, you just go ahead and climb down off that wall and get you one, bud.
Yeah, I agree. That's probably what should happen, but please, whatever you do, don't hold your breath.
Hey, listen. Hey, David. I swanny. He's as tight as, well, I'm going to go ahead and say it. He's as tight as W4NGU.
Well, you know he heard that. Well, I'm going to bail out of here. I'm pulling into the sports club and see if I can play some tennis today. Hopefully I'll be successful. Y'all have a good day. Enjoy the 73s to all. KP4CBA clear.
Now, knock them out, Dave. 73's KN4BWA clear with you. Hey, Steve, what are you going to be doing tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I'm sure you'll think of something.
Oh, I can get us into some mischief if you want to.
Thanks.
Well, it just depends on what the weather's going to do. KN4BWA. Supposed to do this weekend?
80 and 90% chance of rain all the days, even through Monday.
Dang. All right. Well, looks like I'm going to sit and play in my radio shed and watch the inside of my eyelids. You know, that doesn't sound too bad. I'm going to take it easy.
Comment.
Say again?
Jumping in with a comment. No, I was going to say, he could probably get one of those cheap little bow thing handhelds and get like one of the adapters for coax and then make it like a homemade ground plane. Just stick it up anywhere outside, you know, and he could get into it.
A little fence on my back porch I made out of metal, and I'm just sticking the antenna on that, but I'm outside.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, if you could get a setup where you could actually be indoors and just run coax out, that'd be great.
He could. Hey, Steve, all you got to do is just go upstairs, put that antenna on a pie plate, put it over by the window, and you'll get out just great.
What now?
A metal cookie sheet.
In plane.
I did do the cookie sheet thing one day, and it did work, but I don't know, it looks stupid to me.
Yeah, but it sure works, don't it?
Desperate time, desperate measures.
She gonna get you a big fine radio for inside your car, man. Get one, we need to get you one too there, bud. Oh, yeah.
I'll have to get one here sometime. Yeah, I just have to find a good one, I guess.
You need that TTY that has crossband and the DMR on it. And doggone it, I can't call your first name. I'm having one of those, what is this, what do some folks call it, a brain fart?
Doug, Delta Oscar Uniform Golf.
Right. Listen, you can't do any better than a Yaesu FT8900. That'll do 10, 6, 2, and 440, and it'll crossband.
Close to everything, then. That's pretty good. I know they have the TYT knockoff of it, 9800. I don't know if it has, you know, any other features. Is it just like the basic FM?
Well, the 10 and the 6 and the 2 will not do sideband.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. We need to get Steve there up onto one in his vehicle so when he goes out, he can talk on 2 meter in a proper manner.
That's right. K4SMK Friday.
I'm going to jump on out of here. I am just about to destinate back at the Hacienda. And I can just see the steam rising out of W4NGU's ears for calling him tight. How you doing, Phil? Hey, Steve, I'll get back with you about tomorrow. As soon as I get a good hold on what the weather's going to do, okay?
Sounds good. Then we'll both know.
Right, I'll catch you guys later. Steve, Doug, y'all have fun. This is KN4BWA. I'm clear after y'all's finals.
KN4SMK, we'll be clear.
KN4W22 73.